Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein itztavinu Yisrael lekadesh ha'hoilodo harishoino shel hachamor. And this is why we, the Jewish people, were commanded by Hashem to sanctify the first birth of the donkey, lifdoisoi beseh lakoyin, to redeem it, that we give the donkey, to the firstborn, to the kohen, and then we redeem it from the kohen by trading, by swapping, giving the kohen a sheep, and the kohen gives us back that firstborn donkey. Ki ikar hamshochas kedushas hadas al yedei hakohen shem bnei Aaron. Because the main way that the Jewish people draw das upon ourselves, intelligence, true intelligence, and especially awareness of Hashem, is via the Kohen, Shehem Bnei Aaron, which are the sons of Aaron, Shezocha Lekohuna, who were privileged. They were given this privilege that Hashem designated them to be the Kohanim, the priests, Al Yedei Sheloi Neskane B'Moshe Rabbeinu, by passing a certain test, a very difficult test. Aharon HaKohen was the older brother. He was Moshe Rabbeinu's older brother. And when they grew up in Egypt together at first, but then Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to run for his life. When Moshe Rabbeinu was tested in choosing whether he would, as a small child, whether he would choose the crown or the hot coals, and he went for the crown, and the angel pushed his hand to the hot coal. P.S., and Paro was told that Moshe Rabbeinu had murdered a person. So Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to flee to Midian, etc. And then he spent 40 years in Cush, in Ethiopia. And he first returned to Egypt when he was 80 years old. Who was leading the Jewish people in his absence? Aaron HaKohen, his brother. His brother was in charge. He was recognized and respected by all as the leader of the Jewish people at that time, the tzaddik, Aaron HaKohen. Now Hashem comes and speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, I want you to return to Egypt, and I want you to take over the leadership of the Jewish people, and I want you to take them out of Egypt, out of slavery. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, never, no way. What, am I crazy? I'm going to do this to my brother? You know what that'll do to him? He's older than me, and he's been the one in charge the whole time, and I'm going to just walk in there on my white horse, step aside, I'm going to do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu refused, and Hashem relentlessly kept after him until Hashem convinced him to accept the job. And one of the things Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu was that your brother Aaron HaKohen is a true tzaddik. When he sees you coming, not only is he going to accept you on the outside, but v'racha, he will see you, v'somach b'liboy, he will rejoice inside his heart. He'll be happy for you and happy for the Jewish people. He trusts Hashem completely, that if Hashem knows that the right person for the job is Moshe Rabbeinu, he's happy to step aside, no problem. And the Torah tells us that because Aaron HaKohen showed such greatness, that's why Hashem rewarded him with the priesthood, the kohuna, the choshen mishpat, the breastplate of the kohen gadol, the urim v'tumim, all of that was, k'moshem rabbi senuzal, as our rabbis tell us, bischar v'roacho v'somach b'liboi, that as a reward for the fact that Aaron HaKohen actually fulfilled what Hashem said, that he's going to see you, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not just going to put on a happy face, he's going to be happy in his heart for you. As a reward for that, Hashem had designated Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, who carried the breastplate on his heart. That special, the Choshen Mishpat and the Urim V'tumim and all of those things. Ki Iker Kedushas Hadas Hu Bechinas Moshe. Because the real source of holy das for the Jewish people is Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu Bechinas Moshiach. Moshe Rabbeinu is an aspect of Moshiach. Shezocho lekedushas shivas haneirois betachlis hashleimus lamala lamala. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zeche to achieve purity in all seven candles of the candelabra. We spoke about the seven openings of the head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, where a person who purifies themselves, you making sure to use all of those parts of the body the right way, that's how a person really elevates their soul and avails themselves to the das, to a true recognition of Hashem on the highest level. Now listen to this next sentence, because this is very, very important. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of Das. He is the tzaddik of Klal Yisrael, the chief rabbi, the ultimate tzaddik. He is where all Das comes to the Jewish people from him. Aval, however, mehatzadik biatzmoi yefshir lekabel. It is impossible for the majority of the Jewish people to receive directly from the tzaddik, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Kihu sosum venelam ma'oid mehoilam. Because the true tzaddik is very hidden from the world. He's very far from us. He's on a different level completely. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to separate from his wife because he needed to have such a deep, deep, total relationship with Hashem. Hashem doesn't tell that to us. We're required to have, we're obligated. We can't be religious without having, you have to have a wife. You're supposed to be married and everything. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is in a different league completely, in a different place than all of us. And in fact, I've mentioned this in the past, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, towards the end of his life, he gave the Jewish people the Shiras HaAzinu, next to the last chapter in the Torah, Parshas Hazinu, the special song of Hazinu. He begins there with the words, Hazinu Hashomayim Va'adabera, listen heaven, and I will speak, V'sishma Ha'oretz Imrefi, and listen earth to the words of my mouth. So the Zohar HaKadosh analyzes that pasuk and gives all kinds of clarification about it. But one of the things that it points out is that in Hebrew, you have these two words, Lahazin and Lishmoa. Lahazin means to listen, and Lishmoa means to listen. What's the difference? When a person is right next to you, sitting right next to you, and you want to say, listen to me, you say, Lahazin. When somebody is far further away, they're in the other room, or they're in a distance, or they're far, then you say, Shema. Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people. Hear you, Jew, you know, talking to thousands of people. So the Zohar HaKadosh points out, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was closer to heaven than to earth, he was upstairs. Even when he was downstairs, he was upstairs. He was way, way, way up there. Therefore, he says, Ha'azinu Hashomayim. And when he addresses earth, he says, V'sishma Oretz. Whereas the prophet Yeshaya, who was also a very, very great tzaddik, but no comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yeshaya it says, when he gave his prophecy, he said, Shimi Shomayim V'ha'azini Eretz, to show the contrast between Moshe Rabbeinu versus other tzaddikim. Not all tzaddikim are not the same. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, is far removed from us. Even though he's our source, he's far from us. And therefore, the only way we can receive from him is Kiyim alidei bechinas Aharon HaKohen, is through his student, his closest student, which in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu for a large degree was Aharon HaKohen, until Yehoshua came along. Shehu mamshich ba'avoidosoi kedushas haneirois mi Moshe, whereby Aharon HaKohen, by serving Hashem with holiness, the holy work that he did in the Mishkan and the Tabernacle and everything else he did, that gives him the ability to receive from Moshe Rabbeinu, to receive holiness and das and the purity of the seven candles from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's the one who passes it on to the Jewish people. That's why the Torah, the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem, the first one who would come in after that would be Aharon HaKohen, and then he would sit with him and teach him, and then the sons of Aharon HaKohen would come in, and then the elders of the Jewish people. There were four levels, you know, how the Torah was transmitted to the Jewish people. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-mitzvah ha-rishoyno sh'nitztavo Aharon achar chanukas ha-mizbeach hoyo b'ha-loyschos ha-neiros. And this is why the first mitzvah that Hashem instructed Aharon HaKohen after the initiation of the Mishkan, after the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan, of the Mizbeach, was to elevate the candles, to light up the candles, which refers to the candelabra in the Mishkan, And it also refers to the candles in our head, these seven openings in the head, which correspond to the seven candles of the menorah. So Aharon HaKohen purifies his seven candles through his own efforts and through the das he receives from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he passes it on to the Jewish people. This is why we see in Pirkei Avos, now it all makes sense. In Pirkei Avos it says, Hevi mitalmidov shel Aharon HaKohen. The rabbis instruct us that the Jewish people should strive to be from the students of Aharon HaKohen. What are you talking about? Why shouldn't we be from the students of Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is because most of us are not on a level to be able to receive direct from Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to receive via his closest student, via Aharon HaKohen, via Yehoshua, the ones who are his closest students. So it says, be from the students of Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Sabriois, Umekarvon LaTorah. Aharon HaKohen was a person who loved peace and he pursued peace. So here again, he was able to be Makarav every different kind of Jew. He knew that the Torah isn't just for Mea Sharim or just for Beverly Hills. It's for both. It's written for both. The Torah is open to and addresses the needs of both. All kinds, every flavor, every type. So Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Roedev Shalom, Oyev Sabriois. He loved people. And thereby he was able to bring them close to Torah. He was able to bring them close to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to help make the connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have this in all generations. We have it with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had a close group of students. At first it was 9, and then 2 of them passed away. It was 7 students. 6 besides him, 3 passed away. At first there were 9 plus him, there were 10, and then 3 of them passed away, and it was 6 and 1. And he gave everything he had into them, and they were the ones who broadcasted it to Klal Yisrael. His student, Rabbi Abba, who was his closest student, and his son, Rabbi Elozer, they were the ones who documented the Zohar HaKodesh, as we have it today, the Zohar. They wrote all the stories, all the lectures and everything, and passed it on to the later generations. The Arizal had Reb Chaim Vital Zal, and Rabbi Nachman had Reb Nosson Zal. He had a student who Rabbi Nachman told all of his other students that were it not for him, there wouldn't be one page of my teachings in the world. Because this student was the one who really appreciated Rabbi Nachman to the highest degree, and he was the one who made Rabbi Nachman his entire life. During those 8 years that he was able to spend with him, that was his priority. Any opportunity he got to run to Rabbi Nachman to spend quality time with him, he used it, and he wrote every word down. He wrote the official lectures down in Likut Imran, and he wrote every conversation, that every discussion, anything you heard over from somebody, he wrote down in the book Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Sichoi Saran. He had such respect. He knew the greatness of his rabbi to such a point that he knew not to miss the tiniest beat, that every word that would come from this tzaddik would be something precious and important, to share with the rest of the Jewish people.